Welcome to the Devil, the Angel, and the Maitre D'.
The Maitre D'.
Where we debate social dilemmas and you determine the outcome. Listen to our latest topics and visit us at damnopinion.com.
Hey, Bill, do you live alone?
I do not.
You don't live alone?
I live with my daughter.
Only inside of his head.
Yeah, because there's weird things going on in your house, man.
You wouldn't believe it.
It's called spray.
Oh, yes. I can smell the Axe body spray right now.
Burn a candle.
Oh my gosh. Is this the same vanilla beaver that you always wear, Mark?
What?
Okay. I don't know. Isn't that a scent that we always have these days? Is that it has to be a flavor and an animal? Isn't that how it goes? Vanilla beaver.
I like that.
Okay, cinnamon dolphin. I mean, what are you talking about?
I'm saying that. Think about that for a second, right? With Old Spice and Axe body spray, they always have a flavor. You don't even know what it smells like.
Cucumber chihuahua?
That's right. Exactly. You're just like, what is happening here? You know?
Strawberry snuffleupagus.
Oh my gosh.
Burnt muskrat. Yes, that is James's favorite scent.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
Only in the fall.
Welcome to the Devil, the Angel, and the Maitre D, and this is damnopinion.com. Of course, that is a website we would love for you to go to because we're serving up all kinds of social dilemmas, all kinds of locker room talk and discussions that only you would hear in the back rooms, break rooms, and the warehouses all across America. And you know, when we talk with authority, we talk with incredible grace, but we don't know what the hell we're talking about, right? So you're going to get our opinions, but we really want your opinion too. Go to damnopinion.com. Let us know what you think. Do you agree with the devil, the angel, or the Maitre D? Let's do this, boys. I have on my right-hand side the brawny man, Mr. Devil, Mark Montgomery. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm good, man. I'm so frightened.
This is going to be a good
by
one.
Your personality right now.
On my left, I have the angelic Mr. James Smith. How are
I'm
you?
Speaking with class and grace right now.
You are. You are. You know nothing.
I know nothing, Jon Snow.
Yeah, no. So, guys, I just want to know how your weekends were. Did you guys do anything fun and exciting?
You did.
You went running. We got our butts kicked in softball on Friday night, but there's always pizza and beer after.
Why don't you just have the pizza and beer and not play?
I would love to. Did 12 miles with our good friend Artie because he was in town. And then I went to a beer festival.
Wait, hold on. How tall are you?
I'm 6'2".
6'2". How tall is Art? Like 4'8"?
3'6".
Yeah. So it's
what
it's,
qualifies as a midget?
Well, it's like watching those cartoons where the legs are running so fast you can't even see them.
No, it's true. Art, we did 6 miles. He was barely sweating. So
yeah, that's amazing.
He's a much better runner than
I am. You know what gets me is you guys, you know,
because he's low to the ground.
You pay other people to run. You go, hey, let's run, you know, a half a marathon, and I'm going to pay you $250 to do this.
No, so really, I'm running a half marathon for $65. After the processing fee. So really, I'm paying $65 for a shirt.
Somebody would have to pay me $65 to run that much. I'm just saying.
I think they're going to have to pay you $165.
Exactly. Way more than that. But what about you, Mark? What'd you do this weekend?
Oh, I thought you were asking me. I'm like, no, $65 isn't enough. I'm renting an Uber and getting to me at the end. Are you kidding?
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. I was actually doing stuff around the house again this weekend.
Oh, really? Were you?
Yeah, that's what I always
do. Dusting. Do you use Glade by any chance?
I do have Glade, actually.
Okay. That's what I figured.
Actually, what's funny, when you look at my cleaning cabinet, it probably has 28 different cleaners in it.
You know what he was really doing? He was scrapbooking.
Oh, that's right.
No.
Putting the glitter days.
No, beating. I was beating.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Well, you know what I did? I hung out with you guys on Sunday.
Yes.
We watched a little football. You guys forgot about that.
And you're proud because what fan of football team are you?
I am a Raider fan.
And what fan of football team is James?
He is a Steeler fan.
So it was a little extra sweet for Bill this weekend.
That's right.
And I went over in football this weekend. The Steelers lost, and I lost both my fantasy games.
And the great thing is that I was able to put a little tears on my omelet. as James cried for the Steelers.
Why is James over your omelet?
Well, I don't know why, but I got some extra flavor.
A little salt on there?
A little salt.
I think when we were younger, I would have been very bitter and crying, but I only really care about fantasy.
You would have punched me. You would have punched me.
So. I might have punched you, actually.
Right. I mean, with that reach, he can hit you all the way across the table.
Yeah.
He's got like 48-inch arms.
Really?
Bill and I fighting is like the two scarecrows fighting in the field. That's really what it's like.
The wind from your swing would blow him back.
We're like extra light bantam weights when we fight. That's really what it is. Wow.
That would be great.
Oh my gosh. You guys are cracking me up.
Well, speaking of scarecrows in a field,
that's not good.
It's always good.
No.
Scarecrows in a field is always my favorite time of
Especially
year.
If it's Michael Jackson.
The Wiz.
I know. Yeah. I get it.
Oh gosh.
Well, yeah. You know, near us, they have a corn maze that takes almost an hour to get through.
Yeah. In Dixon, California, I think it's the world's largest corn maze.
It is. And they change it every year. Yeah. So you can't memorize it.
Right. Do you go through the corn maze?
I have probably, in the last 10 years, I've probably gone through 6 times.
So you know the maze then?
No, they change it every year.
Yeah.
And
he's just got a good sense of direction.
If you want, they'll give you a map, but if you go early in the season, you're going to need the map because it's really hard to get through the maze. But if you go later in the season, people's feet trample the corners, and so you can just look at the ground and go, okay, that's trampled more than that over there, so you can find your way out. But
whoa.
Yeah, but
you are a smart cookie.
There's 3 bridges you can climb up on top and look at the whole maze and go, okay, I need to go that way, that way, that way. But I did this once with my family, and it took an hour, and I made a wrong turn. And I wasn't using the map. And I made a wrong turn, and I wound up, you could hear people, because a lot of people go through the maze, but it's so big that, and when I made the wrong turn, I'm walking for about 10 minutes, and I realize I don't hear anyone anymore. And it was still light out, so it wasn't like it was getting dark. And I go, we went the wrong direction. And then it's really hard to figure, even if you have the map, where you are. Because you got to look for certain ways. Like, there should be a left turn. Nope, that's not the part of the map. No, there's, and then you got to find your way out. And it
you
was
need
crazy.
Cheese.
Wow. It was crazy. And what's crazy about this place is at night, they kick on these spotlights. And it's just bright enough that you can see where you're walking. And they release people that are dressed up in horror outfits.
Oh, they have people chase you with an axe?
People chase you.
Oh, it'd be so much better.
That would be a lot of fun.
Like The Shining, if someone's... Find the way out or die.
Yep, pretty much.
You know what I like is I do like this when they chase you with a fake chainsaw because it's got all this noise with it.
They just have the chain off.
Right, they have the chain on and you're just going crazy trying to run from this person. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. I think we should have a contest between the three of us to see who can get through the maze first.
Really?
Yeah.
Just by ourselves, just go
just
through
the
it
without,
three of us?
Yeah.
The map.
Yeah, just go there, have a couple of apple ciders, maybe some pumpkin pie. And then it's on. The race is on. We can see who wins. And then the winner gets to do the appetizer.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. So we'll do that this weekend.
Okay? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so it is October. There's lots of scary, weird things happening. And Mark, when I think of scary things, usually you have some really good, scary things on your mind. So I figured that today you would and should appropriately do the appetizer.
I told you guys I was hired by someone to do the scientific side of paranormal before the Ghostbusters. No, before Ghost Hunters and Ghost Adventures and all these other shows became popular. I was just a normal tech guy. And so they needed somebody to do stuff. I said, oh, sure, I'll do it. I was given a camera.
No qualifications, just you.
No, just tech.
We like your shirt. Just go ahead and go.
Well, he does have a ghost tattoo. So
you can't see it, though. And so I would go around, you know, using everything they would normally use to collect EVPs, electronic voice phenomena. Take pictures with digital
for the layman.
Yeah, for the layman.
Take
those of you who do not know about paranormal. EVP is what again?
EVP, electronic voice phenomena.
Okay,
and there's different classes, class A through class D, but I won't go into it.
Wow. Okay.
Don't
is D for the devil?
No, it's not. But that would make sense.
It would.
And then, of course, you do other things like take pictures digitally, take pictures, with night vision, take pictures with different forms of cameras and things. And then there's also, you can do readings of the temperature, electromagnetic spectrum, different things like that. So I had all this equipment. I would do different things. And it was interesting because I'd go places that most people wouldn't go. there was one place in particular I went where it was just a normal family's home. No big deal. I'm like, all right. And you look for certain things because after doing this for a while, scientifically, you can see a pattern of things. For example, people who complain there's a lot of activity usually have some type of high power source or some type of running water or some type of geological formation, like a lot of granite or something like that. And what it does is it transmits a lot of different electrical impulses and things. And some people believe that spirits or other energy will actually get their energy from those particular sources.
Okay.
So scientifically, you're looking for those things when you go in there. I would show up always about half an hour before the person who would come in and work with the families or work with that person to see what was really going on.
Go to the light, Carrie-Anne.
Pretty much, yes.
Carrie-Anne.
So what I would do is basically go in, show up. I'd knock on the door of the person that was at their house, and they'd answer the door and they're like, "Oh, I'm glad you're here. Yes, I'm Mark." So and so. They're like, "Let me tell you about what happens." I'd always go, "No, I don't want to hear anything or know anything. I'd like to just come in and just do a blank normal read before getting any information, so I can get a normal reading for the house, pictures, sound, everything else, without me focusing on an area that they want me to focus on." So I have a bunch of different equipment. I'm taking digital pictures. I'm taking Polaroid pictures. I'm taking all these different pictures and recording sounds and voice and all this other stuff. I'm walking through this house. I'm doing my normal pictures. And with Polaroids, you guys, you can affect a Polaroid picture if you really rub it hard, even though it's coated with plastic when the film comes out. You can distort the picture and you can do different things, right?
You can do it while it's developing.
Shake it like you a could, Polaroid
You could,
picture.
But they've gotten better to keep that from happening. Polaroid really does enhance their particular photography in their film. What I would do is take the picture, be very careful not to touch the top of the image, and then just drop it in my shirt pocket. And then
it just got sweaty.
And
then it combined with a cheeseburger
exactly.
That was in your front
and
pocket.
And my old Laffy Taffy. Yeah.
God, this looks like a pickle.
There is a pickle running around the room right now. And it looks like he has some secret sauce. All right.
So once I would take these pictures, I'd walk around. And I keep going until basically the individual who would be contacted, the person I was working for, would show up. And then I'd just give her all this information, all the pictures, all the recordings, everything else. So I basically walk around, starting to take pictures of the Polaroid. I walk to the kitchen. I stand at the entry of the kitchen. I take a picture, okay, of the Polaroid. It comes out. I drop it in my pocket. I walk into the kitchen, and here's the strange part. I get to the other corner, which is, it's a closed kitchen, not an open one. So it's just a single room. I get to the corner that I just took a picture of. And as I reach the corner, I get extremely dizzy. And I kind of just turn around and lean against the corner. And then I just feel flush. And then it kind of goes away. And I'm like, well, that was weird. You know, maybe I just turned too quick or whatever. I take a picture out of the kitchen. And then I keep going around the house taking more pictures. And I'm dropping these Polaroids in my pocket and other things, digital and everything else, like I said. The person shows up and they're walking around and she says, sometimes I can just go or I can stay. And so this time I decided to stay and I gave her everything. And she goes, anything happen? I said, nope, nothing happened. Nothing weird. So she's looking through the pictures. And as she's walking, the owner goes, yeah, we have some stuff that happens in the kitchen over here. Is one of the places. And I go, oh, okay. And all of a sudden I remember, oh, I got dizzy. That's interesting. Right when I said that, she's walking toward the kitchen. She pauses and she goes, what's this? And she hands me the Polaroid picture. And it's the picture I took when I was standing at the front of the kitchen looking in. And it's like someone took a cigar and burnt the center of the Polaroid picture because it was all kind of red and burnt. But the plastic coating was fine. The picture before, no issue. The picture after, no issue. The picture where I was dizzy in the kitchen had a giant burn cigar mark right there. So it was really strange to me, kind of a coincidence that when I felt that weird experience, that's the picture I captured.
That is interesting.
So that was kind of an unusual happening that occurred.
That is weird. You had like a Groucho Marx ghost. And he just took his cigar and burnt.
Pretty much.
Burnt that photo.
The center of the image.
Right in the middle.
That ghost said, you're too big. Don't come in this kitchen. This is my food.
Wow. The paranormal is always unusual. And of course, that reminds me of our topic today. It's October. You Groucho, said it, Mark.
Groucho Marx candy.
That's right. How? Groucho Marx and candy?
Well, I don't know. That's Halloween, isn't it?
Oh, that's true. That's true. Well, the topic is actually unusual happenings, and we're going to be back after this.
It's time. Stay tuned to The Devil, The Angel, and The Maitre D'. We'll be right back after these messages. DamnOpinion.com. Okay, the votes are in from our last podcast, Terrifying Moments. The Devil had Dark Kidnap Car at 29%. The Angel had Baseball Pedophile Coach at 31%. And the Maitre D' had Pool Plane Scarface Meth Man at 21%. There were 19% for others, but it looks like a pedophile is our most terrifying moment. If you have an opinion on this week's topic, go and vote today. Welcome back to The Devil, The Angel, and The Maitre D'. DamnOpinion.com.
Oh, yes, we are back. And the topic for the day, our main dish, unusual happenings, huh? And that happens a lot in October. Doesn't it, Mark?
Well, more specifically, we focus on it in October. But yeah, I mean, it could happen anytime.
Yeah.
What's crazy is I have a lot of experiences like that. But people always ask me, well, did you ever see a ghost? You know, did you ever see something that or hear something that you couldn't explain and was terrifying? And I'm like, No. Most of the stuff I could explain, but that one I couldn't.
Right. So it could be anything. It could be paranormal, unusual happening. It could be Bigfoot. It could be UFOs. It could be anything.
So since you have more experience than us going around hunting ghosts, did you just have like more cold energy, weird stuff like that? You never actually saw something go through the roof, come out?
No, I never
grow
saw
three
anything.
Heads, Ghidra, something?
No, I never saw anything. I did see, this is kind of strange, I did see an arrow in a quiver in a room, and I left the room with all the family, walked back in there, and either I didn't see somebody go in, but I'm pretty sure they stayed with us the whole time, and I went back and the arrow was right in the middle of the bed. There was a few arrows in the quiver, but this arrow just wound up in the middle of the bed, and I went, huh, well, somebody could have just placed it there to say, you know, something happened, but I didn't see if somebody went back in, but I don't think anybody did. So
that's very,
that's the kind of stuff I see. I never saw it float myself. I never saw something happen, but I've seen a lot of different stuff like that.
Now, see, personally, I've never had a experience like that. I've had deja vu, and I've had deja vu a lot of times where I know I've dreamt it and then I see it. The only time I ever had anything even kind of close to that, and I still don't know if it was just my brain, is when I had a dog and it died. Kidneys basically just shut down, and I was working. I looked over, and he was throwing up blood in the kitchen, put him in the car, drove him to the hospital. That's a whole nother other story.
That's what happens when you give your dog too much whiskey.
That's a whole nother other
story. What was your name of your dog? Let's give the dog a name.
That was Cleo.
Cleo. Okay.
Oh.
Cheese. We called her Cheese.
Aw.
Love that dog. Anyway, like 2 days later, I walked in from the living room into the dining area, and there was a sliding glass door there, and she was always at the sliding glass door, and I looked at the sliding glass door, and she was at the sliding glass door looking at me, and I just kind of glanced over there, and then I did a double take, nothing. So I don't know if that was just my brain playing tricks on me, because I'm so used to seeing her at the back door. I mean, that was her spot. If I saw her like on the couch, that might have been, ooh, really creepy, but that's where she always was, and I just don't know if my mental projection...
Sometimes your brain just really wants that to be real.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like, it's funny how the brain will play tricks on you, for sure.
I'd say for me, that's probably the closest I've come.
I've had that same experience with my blow-up doll, but it's a whole different reason.
Well, and like, I never...
I really want it to be there. I know.
I never went ghost hunting. Like, we slept in the cemetery when I was in high school, but I wasn't freaked out. I'm not the type to get scared, freaked out. I'm always more level-headed, and it's like, oh, okay, that's Bill with a pig's head coming towards me.
I don't think I've ever seen you freak
out. That's not unusual.
I'm usually for scary stuff, and like we were talking before the podcast, and I go backpacking and stuff, and I've heard plenty of scary noises in the backcountry, especially at night, in the middle of the night. But I know it's an animal or something else. Nobody's coming up going, "Ooh, James." No one's calling my name. If you hear a wolf howling very close to your camp, it will send the chill up your spine. It's pretty creepy. But I've never been scared where, you know, girls or whatever, when you're young, you're like, "Oh, what's that?" Everyone's scared. I was never that way. It's like, nothing's going to hurt me there.
Right.
And I think that's just me.
That's because I used to play practical jokes that would scare people all the time. That was my forte.
But if I ran in your circle, I would know it's freaking prickles.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, eventually you would, but they got more and more elaborate. But yeah, they were kind of crazy.
Right. Right.
What about you?
If you have you want me to tell this story, but it's just like when I was a kid, I remember I had this dream and, like you say, it's always something to be. You know, that there's something real, but it's like, I had this dream of a witch at my doorway. And it was just, you know, I was a little kid. I was probably 6 or 7 years old. I don't know. And this witch is just, an apparition, and she really scares me. So as a kid, I wasn't the kind to, like pull my head under the cover. So in my dream, man, I ran for this witch and I just dove for her. I tried to,
kick her rear.
Yeah, kick her rear.
Explains so much about his just normal love life.
Yeah, it does.
I'm confused. That's all right, anyways, so then the crazy thing about it, that was a dream, but then I ended up waking up on the floor right where in my dream I chased this witch. So
can I add some stuff to that?
Sure.
Because you told me about this when you were younger.
Yeah, I don't remember anything.
And what's interesting is normally he closes his door.
That's true, too. Yeah.
When he was at home and he'd go to bed, he'd close his door. His door to his room opened in, not out. So people would say, well, you just sleepwalk or you slept.
Yeah, it was probably sleepwalking.
You were sleep jumping, whatever you were doing to try and, you know, kill the witch. But he would have had to have the door open to see the witch in the hallway from his bed. And then if it wasn't open and it was all in his mind, he would have had to have gotten out of his bed, opened the door, and then jumped and landed on the floor.
Maybe he never closed the door in the first place.
No, or I could have just opened it, laid down.
That's true. You could have opened it and laid down.
Who knows?
Whenever their dreams are involved, I'm always not skeptical, but it's your dream.
It's your dream. Yeah, like my daughter.
Your mental projection is a lot of weird stuff.
One of my daughters would sleepwalk all the time. And, you know, who knows what's going on in your head when you're sleepwalking. Right?
Yeah. Well, you're not supposed to. Watch Step Brothers.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that movie.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah. I really haven't.
Oh, God, that's hilarious.
That's another movie I got to see. Yes.
It is
yes.
So. Yes. Oh, God. Yeah. Well,
he has so many movies he hasn't seen.
It's not the best movie, but it has just some great lines.
It does.
You yelled rape.
It does. That's good lines. That
but they in that movie, they sleepwalk. And they're in the kitchen, oh, and they're just emptying out they take her purse and put it like in the oven. They put all the cushions in the oven. They take coffee and they fling it all over the thing because they're sleepwalking. It's freaking hilarious.
Well, I mean, I know we might have mentioned this before, but you and I were walking through a cemetery and a gate opened on its own without any wind.
Right, right.
And opened toward us like the whole way. That was kind of strange.
That was creepy.
And both of us are like, yeah, we're not going that way. So we went all the way around to avoid it. But, I've had deja vu too, though, James, where I had a dream that I was driving along on a road and there was a giant tree that had fallen and it blocked the road and I had to take a different route. Had to go back about a mile, take a different route to the right, and then wound up at this little store down this different route and met this person who was basically had been there their whole lives and they just opened this little store, right, in my dream. And it happened like a week later. The tree was blocking the road. I had to take a different route. And as I'm taking the different route, I'm like, wait a minute, this is very familiar. And I go around this corner, there's going to be a store. And then there was a store.
Yeah. The glitch in the Matrix is weird.
What is going on?
Lots of deja vu where it's like, oh, I'm sitting at the table with you in that lumberjack shirt. And then a month later, it's like, I'm sitting at the table with you in the lumberjack shirt.
Yeah. It's weird. It's I don't know if that's a time space continuum since you're into quantum physics and we're just sitting there thinking about, you know, is it really the veil of time doesn't travel in a linear path? It travels in like a, I don't know what.
We only use 10% of our brain, so who really knows?
I always have this little superstition that if I ever get deja vu, I'm where I'm supposed to be. That's what I always tell myself. Okay.
Oh, because you're on the right track.
Yeah, I feel like I'm on the right track. It's just a weird superstition. I know it means nothing, but that's what I think every time.
Well, you know that famous thing when people get chills, they always say, oh, someone stepped on your grave. Like, oh, well, that's not good.
I think you should become a palm reader. That's what I think.
Love to do that. Oh, sweaty palms.
Have you ever been to a palm reader?
I have. Actually, I've done the palm reader, but what was the most amazing thing is my wife and I, at the time, my wife, we went to a dinner where they had a handwriting expert and they had us write a few things and then
I've seen
hand
your
it
handwriting.
It's all right. Oh, my handwriting is probably better than yours.
It's better than mine. I can tell you that.
But the funny thing about it is that this woman who analyzed both my, at the time, my wife's, not my handwriting, she was point on. And I mean, exactly. She could tell us.
She's like, you're losing your hair.
I'm sorry, you're a Raider fan.
You were really low in sales last year.
You have red flags with all the women you date.
And you have a flat tire. Make sure you check that on the way out. No, she had us pegged to a T, and it wasn't even close. I mean, it was like, we're not into all that stuff. Like, it wasn't esoteric. Like, you're a good person.
Right.
And you love, you know, it was
you're
like.
You're going to come into money.
Right. Yeah, no, it was like point on blank, and I was floored. But those people that do that, they're very in tune to different things. And maybe the handwriting thing is true. Who knows? I don't know.
That's a lot of stuff we just do not understand. So say, it's not that I don't believe in it. It's just never happened to me. I've never seen a UFO. I haven't seen Bigfoot.
Well, here's the other thing.
I haven't seen Godzilla.
Right now.
Darn it.
I saw King Kong. Does that count?
Well, I only saw the good parts where they fought. That's it. I'd fast forward through the oohs and ahs.
I saw Jessica Lange. That's all that matters.
but here is the thing. Here is the funny thing about this. When we talk about any of this stuff, it's like, people have mystic and spiritual experiences all the time. Almost all of us have. And none of us want to either believe it or they don't want to talk about it because it is weird. Like, people think we're weird for just even talking about dreams right now. So it's like people hide this stuff and then it just doesn't come out, like the UFO stuff that we're talking about, right? So many people see them and then they don't even want to say anything because they... You know, if you're a cop or you're a pilot or you're a firefighter.
Or there's got to be a reasonable explanation. I'm just not going to bring it up.
Yeah. Right.
Well,
exactly.
If you think about cultures before ours, I mean, like Indians and stuff, they sent you out on peyote and said, go get a vision and then come back. That's your go out and starve in the wilderness for a week. Take this peyote, have a freaking cool vision. And that's your life or your name or whatever it was. So we had people doing vision quests long before that. As a backpacker, I can attest to that kind of thing out in nature. So,
yeah.
You can attest to the vision quest?
I can attest to taking peyote.
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
God, don't take peyote. Don't do that.
That's bad.
Yeah. Yeah. You still have a scar, don't you?
No, I watched other people take it in the desert. Don't do it. It's terrible.
Wow. That's crazy.
You basically throw up first.
So,
Don't do it.
So you're always staring at the night sky.
Yeah.
You've seen a bazillion, I'm sure, meteors and things like that.
Tons.
And you just haven't seen anything fly a different direction.
No, and I even grew up in the desert where they were doing missile tests and we would think we saw something. Not a thing.
Wow.
Would love to. Just once.
Just to go, I can't explain that.
Just once. I mean, there was a couple things that it's like, oh, but it's probably a jet. It wasn't doing anything crazy.
Because with the recent release of information from the government about all the UFOs, they still redacted a lot of information in there. But a lot of people are like, see. And they actually have stuff where the government's like, that is a UFO. That is not of this planet. Everything we know, this is not coming from Earth. We don't know where it's from. It came, like, here's an example. There's one that came straight up out of the ocean, went up to 35,000 feet, and then zipped away. And a jet pilot actually saw it do it.
Right. But yet, they changed the name to UAP.
Yeah,
why
UAP.
Do they do that? Because they don't want to say UFO. There's still this thing in the back of everybody's mind. We don't want to sound crazy, so it's a UAP. It's not a UFO.
You want to be controversial here?
Sure.
A controversial statement. You know what I think the COVID vaccinations are?
The what?
COVID. Yeah, it's actually alien spice.
It's actually Dune.
They're actually giving us alien spice. So when the aliens show up, they're like, that one's more tasty.
We're mining it through sandworms. No, and we're bringing
I'm
it
just
back.
Kidding.
Well, here's the, okay, so we're talking about unusual happenings. Flow. We're talking about unusual happenings. And I know maybe this is on your list, but you had an interesting thing happened twice to you where you used to live somewhere. And then later in life, you met a couple
of people. This is funny. I mean, you could live in a town with, and I didn't even remember this until you just mentioned it. You could live in a town of, let's say, I did, in fact, 3,500 people, Mount Shasta, right? And you see the same people because you do the same kind of things you normally do. Like if you go to school or you go to work, you see the same people at the coffee shop, whatever.
But go you to could, your satanic cult.
No, right. But you could have a friend in the town and never see them the entire year unless you plan something. And it's only 3,500 people. It's totally possible. I have had the experience where I will be on a trip 14 states across the country and I will see somebody random in a store.
Yes.
That is from my town.
That is true.
And it's like out of the 330 million people, you know, that exist in America, I see you at this time in this place.
That's called karma.
That is so weird, right? Yeah. But that's not what Bill's talking about. Twice I've lived somewhere. I've gone to a completely different city in a
four hours away
or a completely different state. It happened to me too. And I get a job and I'm working in some place and another coworker comes up and I meet him and just over talking, you know, you talk to a coworker over a period of time and they're like, oh yeah, I lived here. And I'm like, oh, that's funny. I lived there too. And they're like, well, actually I didn't live there. I lived in a smaller section over here. And I'm like, that's funny. So did I. What street did you live on? And they name the same street. I'm like, I lived on that street. When were you there? And it was honestly about 2 years after, but it was the same house. They lived in the same house I lived in. And it happened to me twice in my life.
That's a little odd.
That is it's really very unusual.
Odd. That's a little odd.
Yeah.
Same house, same street. And it's
that you ran into them.
That I ran into them too. And we brought up that conversation as coworkers. It's really bizarre.
So
that's an unusual thing.
That's the odds of that are pretty flipping low.
I know.
So, on a similar topic there, like my dad had a whole bunch of albums, you know, back in the day, you'd have an album instead of a CD and he had a huge album collection. I remember my sister and I would just kind of go through them and look at back in the day, right? You look at albums, it's all about the artwork and
look at the sleeves, you read albums.
Yes, it was so great. And so my sister and I, we would go through the albums and look through them. And there was this one band called Stone Ground. Stone Ground is the name of the band. And it was an unusual kind of a band because it's kind of like a hippie band, right? And so we would open up the cover and we would always kind of laugh at this one guy because he looked totally out of place. He was more like, he was Jewish and everybody else was ethnic and everything like this. And so here's this Jewish guy, he just totally looked out of place with everybody else. And he had all the hippie clothes on and stuff like that. And my sister and I would laugh at him all the time. Like, I can't believe he just looks like a poser kind of, you know? And, so then fast forward like many, many, many years, I move into this condo and I open up the door and who is my next door neighbor? This guy. That in childhood, I made fun of this guy the entire time. And that was my next door neighbor. And the first thing I did was call my sister. Oh my God, the guy who dressed like a hippie that looked out of place. He is my next door neighbor. She knew exactly who I was talking about.
Did you go make friends with him?
Like, yeah, he was a great guy. I won't say his name just in case, you know, I don't want to, but like, you know, but actually he's a, you know, like a local musician now, but, he's a great guy. Great, great guy. Actually, I really like him a lot.
Okay. So you've never seen anything or heard anything or anything like that, but any unusual, like chance, like,
chance?
Yeah. There was one time I had a deck of cards and you'd have to look at the odds for
like
this.
Krishna. No. What chance are you talking about?
No, like pick a number between 1 and 5,000 and you pick the exact number.
No, my luck's not that good.
Wow. Okay. Cause there was one time.
Just the opposite.
I had a deck of cards and I wasn't trying to do anything. I was just with the deck of cards by myself and I was just shuffling and playing solitaire and stuff. And then I shuffled them once and I go, I wonder if I can pull a 7. And I flipped it over and it was a 7. Not on the top, just in the middle of the deck. And so I took it out and I said, okay, if I pull another 7, it would be really weird. And I did. And then I'm like, okay, I took that one out and went, okay, but what would be really weird is if I pulled the third 7. And I did, and I didn't try and get the 4th.
Yeah, that would be.
Because I was like, I'm like, at that point, I'm like, no, I'm messing with something I shouldn't be messing
with. That's major league good luck, though.
That's major league. That's crazy, though. I mean, you've never had something like that happen to you?
No, I have the worst luck.
I actually.
You try and pull a 7 and no card comes out.
I could have, you could have 5 cards, 4 of them are 7s. I would get the card that's not the 7. Now, I have good luck in life, but when it comes to stuff like that, no.
Huh. Yeah, Bill always says I'm extremely lucky.
Oh, you are pretty lucky. You are lucky. You are the luckiest guy I've ever known, seriously.
Yeah, you put off a good good energy. You are pretty lucky.
All right, do you have something else? I'm saving one because I have a really good one that kind of blows my mind every time.
Yeah, no, I mean, unusual happenings.
From the Raiders.
So I will say this. I will say this. I definitely have seen a UFO. And
how do you know?
Well, because it's unidentified. And the funny thing about it is that this UFO did not happen at night. It happened in the daytime while I'm driving down the freeway, and this giant, I'm sure it was a weather balloon. I'm sure it was, but it was a giant silver ball with, all kinds of different white things on them, like little white antenna things. And it was it was really low.
How big was it?
It was about the size of a room, like maybe a kitchen, right?
Right.
Like from the ceiling to the floor, like about that big. And it was just driving I was driving on the freeway and it was going parallel with me in broad daylight.
But above the ground.
Above the ground for sure. And it was probably like 3 stories up, maybe not that high. Right. And then, you know, it was almost like I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Right.
And so then, and it just followed me the whole way. And there were other cars too. It was just, I just happened to be like,
and no other cars are reacting or pointing or flashing lights.
Not at the time. Right. And I'm just like, what? Why isn't everybody freaking out? Of course, this is before cell phones and all that stuff. But then I pulled off of the road and off on an area that I knew I could like just park my car, and others had parked their cars too, and we're all just watching this thing all float on by. Now, again, I don't know what a weather balloon looks like. It probably was a weather balloon, but it was like this. I can't believe what I'm seeing right now.
But
it's
kind of
weird.
It must have got away. It had to be like a rogue weather balloon.
I'm sure
that came off its normal.
It was. I saw one years ago backpacking, and it was way up there, like you said, and it was silvery white, and it was perfect in the sky. When I first saw it, I was like, oh, what's that? But it just slowly over time, and it took a while, but it was on a trajectory pattern.
Right.
And then once it got to like the sun, you couldn't see it was a weatherman, but you could see that it was man-made sort of thing.
Sure.
Right? It wasn't doing funky things. It was just moving uber slow. But the first time I saw it in broad daylight, I was like, what is that thing? Because it was perfectly white.
What got me just is that it had motion. It was moving along. It didn't seem like it was wind driven. It was just like, it seemed like it was being driven. You know, that's the only thing that freaked me out.
That same trip, it just made me think of it. I was laying on the grass. I had done like 16 miles.
You're talking
that
about
day.
Grass that grows from the ground.
I've done like 16 miles that day, and I was almost back to camp, and I was just taking a rest, and I was laying down, and the sun was starting to go down, and all the spiders at that time of year were like releasing out of the trees.
Oh, no.
Oh, with like their webs.
Yes.
Little parachutes. And there were hundreds of thousands. And there was this little lake right there. And they were all coming out of the very top of the trees and shooting across the water with their webs out. And the sun just hit it perfectly. It was one of the most amazing sights. Just hundreds of thousands. Just coming out, shooting, just covering the whole blue sky.
I like that.
And this is when I had a point and shoot camera. And I tried to take a picture of it, but it just didn't come out. Oh, it's just.
That is pretty unusual.
That is very
to be in the right place at the right time.
Hundreds of thousands just, they were all coming out with their little.
That would be people's nightmares.
Their little web. And they were just teeny little baby, you know, just the little, but then their web was maybe that long, like 5 or 6 inches.
Yeah, I don't want to be, there's some place in Australia or Tasmania or I don't know where, but there's this horde of spiders that makes.
These huge webs.
These huge webs that cover a giant swath of
forest. Probably Australia.
It's a giant, the whole forest is covered.
prison colony.
You don't want to walk through the forest because it's just all spiders and they're big. And you're like, why am I doing this?
Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
No, thank you.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy. I do have probably my scariest story.
Okay, so I'll just finish with the one thing. It's so quick.
Okay, go ahead.
The most unusual happening. Have you ever watched the movie Mandy with Nicolas Cage?
I think I've seen a part of it.
That is unusual. It's an unusual happening. You gotta watch it. I'm just saying. That's it. It's crazy. It's crazy. I want you guys to watch it. It's really great. It's actually great, but very unusual.
Watch The Lobster.
Oh, I want to watch that too.
Weird one too. Yeah, that's a different one.
Yeah.
Movie.
Isn't that one where the lobsters have, a pair of mates for life?
No.
No. Okay. I thought
this is about somebody becoming one.
Yeah. If you don't, they'll turn you into a lobster. If you don't follow the rules of society. Yeah. It is a weird ass movie with Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
Oh.
And, who's the girl from The Mummy that married James Bond?
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever her name is.
I don't know. Well, it's like a pop
quiz.
You're
Mr. IMDb. I'm not.
I can't think of her name. Anyway.
All right. Lobster. Let's hear the scary story. Okay. I'm sitting down.
All right.
I'm ready for it.
All right. So what's interesting is, I was told to show up at a really, really brand new expensive house.
By your cult leader?
Yeah, but exactly.
In a white hood.
And so as I said before, I'll get to the door and the female owner answered and said, "Oh, I'm glad you're here. Let me tell you what's going on." I said, "No, don't tell me anything. I'm just going to do what I do and go in and take pictures and record stuff." I walk in and I basically start, it's a two-story. I start downstairs. It's a beautiful home up in the hills. And it's a brand new home. And I walk over and start to take pictures in the living room and the kitchen and the dining room and all the areas downstairs. And then I walk upstairs and there's three or four bedrooms upstairs. I don't remember off the top which one, but the first bedroom had a bunch of dolls. And I'm thinking, okay, well, if something's going to happen, it's going to be in this doll room.
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
dive right into those.
Dolls are just scary.
Exactly.
Now.
And it was, these are like all kinds of dolls, like fine dolls and then really old dolls. And I'm thinking it's a doll commune. I mean, why? So I thought if anything's going to happen, I'm going to go ahead and put a recorder in here. It'll record anything going on. So I put a recorder in there and I moved to the next room. Next room was as plain as dirt. Just had like a day bed and a dresser and I don't know, maybe a small little corner table. And then in that room, there was a closet with a giant mirror, like the mirrored closets. Okay. Next room was a master bedroom. And I went in there and I took a bunch of pictures in the master bedroom, everything. And I was done. My picture is done with my readings of temperatures and everything else. And I'm like, well, I don't want to talk to this person. I'm waiting for the main person to show up. So I'm just going to go back to the plain as dirt room, which was next to the doll room. And I sit down and I'm like, all right, well, I'm bored because this room has nothing to look at except for me in a mirror, which is scary enough as it is.
Hello.
So I'm like, people call it scrying. I wasn't trying to do anything. What my brain thought of was I have the ability to make my eyes water without looking like I'm crying. And so when I have a staring contest with somebody, I can usually win.
How did you find out about this
guy? High school. Just having a staring contest. You're bored. You don't want to listen to
class,
teacher.
Cooking class, onions.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
Romance novels.
So, exactly. You don't want to cry. But no. So I'm staring at myself in this mirror. And if you've done this, guys, I know you have, sitting in class, when you just stare at something, your mind drifts off, but your eyes don't move. Eventually you get tunnel vision, which means everything starts to gray out on the sides and you just see what's in
It's called zoning out.
Yeah, zoning out. And you're focused on what you're looking at. Well, that's what's happening. I don't have a watch. I can't look at my watch because I'd break my concentration of staring, but I'm looking at myself and I go, all right, this is what I look like when I'm having a staring contest. It's pretty boring, but I didn't need to blink. My eyes are still staring because I'm making them water. And I had to be there for 3 or 4 minutes staring. And then all of a sudden, everything starts to gray with my tunnel vision. And then a little bit longer, half my face starts to wave. And I'm like, wow, my eyes probably really need to blink.
Or you're having a stroke.
Yeah, or I'm having a stroke. But it starts to wave and then it starts to shimmer. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of weird. The other half of my face is fine, but that half isn't. I'm like, one of my eyes is freaking out. This is probably not good for me. And at that point, the doorbell rings, ding dong, and I blink. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I could probably stare for at least 4 or 5 minutes. I go downstairs. I meet the person. They come in. She's like, yeah, well, there's a lot of stuff going on. There's a couple places I want to show you. Let's start upstairs first. It was a long stairway, by the way, to get up to the top. And She goes, well, hey, you know, did you any strange experiences and everything? I said, no, here's some pictures. Here's some other stuff. Here's, you know, I left a recorder up in this room. We'll get it when we go up there. And she's like, all right. And she reviews everything. I never reviewed it. And then as I'm walking upstairs, I go, you know, what's really weird is I've had the chance to like actually stare at myself with a staring contest. There's a mirror up here in the room. And I go, what's really crazy is as I was staring at myself, and I was about to say something. And she goes, wait. And she touches, she's walking up behind me. She touches my arm and she goes, you saw the man with the half burned face. And I went, what? I didn't even get out what I was going to say. I was going to say I was having a staring contest in the mirror with myself and I was staring so long that I didn't even get that far. I was staring at myself in the mirror and she goes, wait, you saw the man with the half burned face. And I'm like, huh? And she goes, yeah, that's the supposed entity that's haunting this place.
Creepy.
And I went, okay.
Or you needed a Snickers bar before you start going on these things, it sounds like to me.
Right. So what happened was supposedly this particular entity was actually, I don't want to call it haunting. It was more like visiting this person because this person had bought the bar. It happens to be a town in Placerville, Hangtown. She bought the bar that this particular individual owned when he was alive. And there was a fire at the bar. He had gotten burned, right? But he didn't die from the fire. He died later in life. But supposedly, this particular spirit follows her home because she lives by herself, woman with a lot of money, older in life, and runs this bar and this restaurant, and then goes back to the bar and restaurant when she does.
So he's Bill after death is really what you're
pretty
saying.
Pretty much, yeah. it's a stalker, creepy old guy with the half-burned face.
Mm-mm.
So, Bill, you have something to look forward to.
Well, the cool thing about that is that is all, like, my daughter does animation. And she did an animated for her, like, one of her projects. She did an animated version of that story. So you can go to I don't know what the website is. But we got to find out what the website is. Sure. We'll find out. And then maybe,
I'd like to see
if
that.
Everybody wants to see that video. It's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
It's all in animation. That's really
probably
cool.
Better than that story.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So, wow.
I'm just kidding.
Yes. So this is the topic, unusual happenings. It is October. And so now we got to figure out who do you go with? Like, what is the most unusual happening here? So James, what are you thinking? What is your most unusual happening?
The burning guy face. That's the most unusual.
Oh, really? Hey. The half-burned face?
The half-burned face. Okay. So James says the half-burned face. I am going to say the spiders shooting their webs into a lake. That is the one I see.
The hundreds of thousands of spiders just parachuting out from the trees.
Yeah. That is the most unusual happening.
Yeah, that
sure.
is kind of freaky and weird.
Yeah. Now, Mark, since you're stolen.
No, he can still use the same.
No, he can't. He has to kick.
No,
he has to do a different one.
I'll pick a different one.
Oh, I think he can do the same one.
Even though I love your witch story where you dove off your bed into the hallway from the door that was supposedly closed and opens inward.
Yeah.
You're right. You could have walked over there and opened it. So I'm going to take the one where I took the picture inside the kitchen and then walked over there, got really dizzy and felt flush.
The Groucho Marx.
And the Groucho Marx cigar burn right in the middle of the Polaroid.
Groucho Marx one's still pretty good.
Yeah, that's too good. Okay, so go to Damn Opinion. Who do you vote for? Do you vote for Mark? Do you vote for James? Do you vote for me? We'll come back with a dessert right after this.
Yum.
Stay tuned. The Devil, the Angel, and the Maitre d'. We'll be right back after these messages. DamnOpinion.com. Okay, horror surrounds our everyday lives. In movies, in stories, and just surprising us out of the dark. If you want to hear us talk to someone who knows about horror, then join our next podcast as we invite a guest who knows what she's talking about. Join us and see if you can experience true horror. See you there, or maybe not. Welcome back to The Devil, the Angel, and the Maitre d'. DamnOpinion.com.
Oh, yeah. It's October, and we're talking about unusual happenings.
Really?
We were.
Oh, my goodness.
It was an amazing, amazing time to hear all these weird ghost stories coming out of the brain of the devil. Do you believe it?
I don't know. I'm asleep.
I don't know either. But this is the time for my favorite portion of the meal. It is the desserts, the sweets of the sweets. Oh, yeah.
We laugh because we don't know where this comes from.
Okay. So what we're going to be doing is, so for those of you who do not know what the dessert is sometimes we go off on a tangent when we're talking about unusual things,
sometimes
unusual happenings. Occasionally we go off on
like
a
we
tangent.
Talked about Nicolas Cage.
That's right.
And we talked about blow up dolls.
That's true.
And we talked about, I don't know, anything else that came to mind.
Step Brothers.
Oh, that's right. Step Brothers. Yes. Yeah. Weird movies like Mandy and stuff like that. But what we decided upon was sleepwalking.
Oh, that's right. We mentioned that.
I think everybody has some sort of a story with sleepwalking. And I got to tell you mine. When I first moved to Sacramento, I moved in with some friends. I was kind of like sleeping on the couch type of things. And I was waiting for my apartment to become open. And so what I did was I bought some Captain Crunch and I bought some milk, and that was my cereal, my breakfast every day. I was kind of like just being a couch surfer. And I had a really good buddy of mine who lived there, and he was kind of a great rock and roll guy. And he was in a band that I was in, and he was also a really big pot smoker. And so one night around 3 a.m, I saw him get up and go into the kitchen where I'm sleeping on the couch. I can fully see the kitchen, and he woke me up. So I'm kind of watching him. He goes into the cabinet and he takes my Captain Crunch. Okay.
He's been waiting all night to do this.
I am like, what? But the guy's let me sleep on his couch. So, okay. But this is my only food. I didn't have a lot of money. He pours himself a bowl of Captain Crunch. Right. And then does he go for the milk in the refrigerator? No. He goes right for the water faucet, pours water on the Captain Crunch, and then I see him walking back, eating the Captain Crunch with water on it, just going back.
Maybe now he's lactose intolerant.
It could have been. Could have been. I'm confused, but I'm like,
he was high.
That's right. He probably had the munchies.
Of
right?
course.
Of course. So the next day I wake up and I go, hey, man, I go, you know, it's okay if you want, you know, to eat my Captain Crunch, but for God's sakes, put milk on it. And he's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, no, dude, you went into the kitchen and you poured water on Captain Crunch and then went back home and eat. He's like, I did not do that. I'm like, I'm calling bullshit. Come and look. And I followed him to, he followed me to his room, and underneath his bed was a bowl with a little residue of water and Captain Crunch. He's like, mind blown. He totally slept walk that whole night by pouring Captain Crunch water on Captain Crunch. So it's probably the funniest sleepwalking thing that I can say, you know, on the podcast.
Wow. Well, I know my sister used to sleepwalk when she was younger, like a teenager.
Yeah.
I was too young to remember any of this, but my mom would tell me she would walk in and she would just seem like she was awake, but she would just have the funniest, weirdest stuff coming out of her mouth. You know, my mom would be watching TV or doing the dishes or something, and my sister would walk in and she'd be like, what's up, honey? Can I help you? I had some cheese and some tomato. You know, and it's like, oh, really? Is that the case? And she just keep talking. And eventually my mom got it and she's like, that's good. You know, that's right. But, you know, we got to be better prepared. So you need to go back to bed and get some sleep for that. And my sister would say something and then turn around and go back to her room and go to sleep.
Wow.
And she wouldn't remember any of it the next day.
Wow. My daughter had a similar thing. We would just turn her around and walk her back to her bed. It was crazy.
Well, it's scary because some people have these, especially some people on, what's the drug?
Ambien. Stay away from Ambien.
Yeah, Ambien. Yeah. People are doing crazy stuff. I mean, some people are trying to use it as an excuse for, you know, murdering their spouse.
Mm.
I was on Ambien. I didn't even know I did it. They wake up and their spouse is dead next to them. It's crazy.
It's not good for the brain.
No way. And the people that they do normal things, but they'll walk outside and drive.
Right.
Or they'll start raking their lawn or cooking. You know, even cooking can be super dangerous, right? You know,
when your dream time and your reality time become confused, that's a problem.
Right. Right. Exactly. So the public service announcement, please. Stay away from Ambien. Yeah.
Smoke all the weed you want. That's fine. Just don't do Ambien.
Right. Melatonin will help you go to sleep, but Ambien, if we can just get one person off of Ambien, we have done our duty.
Switch to warm milk.
Yeah. You may not know what you're doing, and if all of a sudden you're seeing weird things in your sink, It's you. You're eating them.
Yeah,
exactly. It's you.
I had a roommate that ate an entire package of bacon once in one sitting.
Cooked?
And I'm not sure she cooked it.
Oh, my gosh.
So it is very, very interesting.
Wow. That's not good.
Yeah. What about you, James? You got any sleepwalking stuff?
I don't really have sleepwalking. Sleep talking. I used to drive a lot of girls to back and forth
dangerous.
To softball. And there would be girls back there. Having full-on conversations while they're asleep.
At least it's
pretty
not you.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
It's not me.
My gosh.
My sleepwalking was more drink walking after you've gone to sleep and you wake up not in your bed. It's like, I know I was in my bed. Why am I out on the couch? What am I doing out here? Hold on a second.
Yeah, that's called a blackout moment.
Wow.
Yeah, but I wasn't really sleepwalking.
Wow.
You know what would be really disturbing?
What?
Is the people who actually live in your house that you don't know they're there. So when you're sleeping, they're walking, but they're awake. You ever heard about this?
Oh, people who live
people
in the attic.
People who live like in an attic or people who live like in a hidden area above a vent. You can go online and look this up.
Why would I?
No. I mean, this is serious stuff. Like like a homeless person will live in the attic.
But they've been there for like a year. And then they would randomly go, hey, what happened to our Pop-Tarts? Like they would just disappear the whole box and then they blame the kids. Kids like, we didn't eat them. And then they eventually, when they find
them. What are you in a 7,000 square foot house? You don't know someone's living in your house?
No, it was
regular houses.
But it was like the attic had a certain area because no one goes in their attic really unless there's something wrong. So there's something in their attic or
you don't hear somebody moving around in your attic?
No, well, that's the thing. They're very quiet.
They would hear it, but then, so they'd finally get a camera. And then they, with night vision or whatever, and then they'd check the camera and it's like, this fool is coming down out of my roof. And taking my food, using my toilet, and then going back up there.
Wow. Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah. That's some unusual happening.
That's not
right
happening in my house. It's too small.
So whether you are sleepwalking or not, you might be sleeping and someone else could be walking. So.
That's true. Okay, for today's topic, it's unusual happenings. Do please go to damnopinion.com. And do you vote with the devil with his version of the best unusual happening?
Yeah, the kitchen cigar burn on Groucho. The Polaroid picture.
Groucho Marx. Oh, yeah, that's scary. How about with the angel, James?
Mark looking at his burned twin in the mirror. It's pretty creepy.
The half-burned face.
Yeah, half-burned face. Or do you go with me with spiders, guys? Spiders spinning webs over lakes, going crazy.
No one's going to go with you. That's
spiders and water. Two
that's
things.
Spider-Man.
Bill hates.
Oh, that's right.
That's true. And webs. No, no, no.
And
oh,
nature.
Boy. Thanks for joining us for another edition of DamnOpinion.com. The Devil, the Angel, the Maitre D. Unusual happenings. Go to the website, vote, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The Devil, The Angel, and The Maitre D. If you have an opinion or a suggestion for a topic, visit us at damnopinion.com. But remember, between heaven and hell, there's always a choice. Until next time. Here we go now.